Hello everyone. Hello again. Sorry it's been a while since I left a podcast episode here. I've been very busy lately and I've not had much time to do anything like this. Anyway, this weekend I decided that I do have enough time and I've decided for this podcast to go back to my chatcast idea where I talk a little as I would do in a conversation, as much as I can do anyway. It's funny, but very few people who listen to these podcasts that I make give me feedback or comments. I'm not really worried about it. I just want to know everyone who listens does find them interesting. In fact, I've just realised that I rarely give feedback to other podcasters myself. And I can't really explain why. So rather than keep mentioning about comments and feedback, I've decided to make my podcasts, knowing that there are around 1,000 views per week. So obviously, people must find them interesting, I would think. I always feel more like making a podcast at weekend. It's not just because I may have a little bit more free time to make one. It's also a time where I tend to reflect on things a bit more. You know, when I'm not at work or so busy with things. And especially as the weather gets colder and there's not so much daylight. We're coming up to winter soon here. As you know, I enjoy learning languages. But just as importantly, I find that it is a way of better understanding other cultures as well. So today I wanted to talk about how to keep motivated when learning languages. Recently I started an evening course in Mandarin Chinese. Now this language is very difficult to learn, for Westerners especially, I think. Well, at least it is for me. We have a very enthusiastic lady teacher, originally from China, in the class, who speaks English very well and can explain the lessons very well too. I find that starting a new language is very much like walking through a thick fog where you can't see very well at all. As you learn, the fog clears a little bit, little by little, and then it gets a little easier to walk along, if you know what I mean. Another analogy for language learning I think that is very interesting. It's like making a very large jigsaw puzzle with many thousands of individual pieces. The secret to success with jigsaw puzzles is to look for the correct pieces and then put them in the right places. And then you can discover the true picture when you start to complete it. Hopefully you do complete it. With Mandarin, there are very few clues to find from English to learn new words. The only word I've heard so far that sounds a little like an English word is café, which is coffee. What impressed me so much is the enthusiasm of the teacher we have. She tries to link words to real situations. Also, she tries to make the language and culture join together, not only through the lessons themselves, but for instance, last Sunday she organized a Chinese meal for her students, me included, at a Chinese restaurant in Manchester. In Chinatown. I found that having some Chinese food and also discussing language at the same time helped me to see how language can be made to be more real by a good teacher who wants to keep students' motivation high. Motivation and time are the key to learning anything, I think, not just language. But as languages take some time to master, then keeping the motivation as high as possible is something that we should strive for, I think. Personally speaking, I have moments when I lose my motivation to some extent, and I devise a list of things to help keep my interest high. I have to admire my Chinese teacher, who herself must have her own list, I think, on how to motivate students to keep learning well. Anyway, here is my list. My list is, well, number one is realize that motivation does go up and down, and that everyone can have moments when they find language learning difficult. Sometimes we also feel a bit lonely learning a language, especially if we don't have anyone much to speak with about. This is when language classes can help, as we then can see other people making similar mistakes to ourselves and also making their improvements too. Well, number two is once we have realized that motivation can vary, then I think we should try and find ways to take away some of the reasons for this low motivation. I'll give you one example, tiredness. When you're tired, don't work too hard. Number three, look for interesting things about the culture or history that are reflected in the language. For example, why do we call the game rugby football? And if you want to learn the history behind this word, you can make I'm sure, your English language learning more enjoyable. And there are many, many other examples where you can link the history or culture of a country to the words. See if you can find someone who speaks the language in your area, or find a correspondent that speaks the language you're learning. A pen friend or a business contact. Read some magazine articles rather than serious books. This is number five. When you find books are very difficult or tedious, reading short articles can make reading more fun and less tiring. Number six, keep your eye on the ball. That is, make sure you're honest with yourself about progress. Many people think that they are not learning so much and become demotivated. But if they really think about it, they're probably just not learning as quickly as they would prefer to. Number seven, when a topic interests you, look up some related words, phrases, such as Christmas. Look up Yuletide, Christmas time, the season of goodwill, etc. Well, I think that will be enough for today. I don't want to demotivate you by making this podcast too long. And Christmas is not far away now. I'm looking forward to a trip to the Christmas markets in Cologne in December. So this should motivate me for keeping learning German. I'll now look at some words relating to Christmas in German myself. Bye for now, and see you next time.